Negotiators in Beijing have reached a draft agreement on steps to end North Korea's nuclear program. If approved by the six nations taking part in the talks, the deal could mark the first concrete disarmament measure in 3 years of talks with the North Koreans. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill is the lead U.S. negotiator.
I'm encouraged by this in many respects. I'm encouraged that we might be able to make a real step forward on the nuclearization issue and denuclearization issue on the Korean Peninsula, but I'm encouraged by the fact that these delegations work so well together.
Joining us from Beijing is NPR's Anthony Kuhn. And Anthony, how did this agreement come about?
It came about after a marathon session, which ended after 2 a.m. local time. And the Chinese side, which is hosting the talks, circulated a final version of a joint statement, which now has to be approved by the governments of the six nations involved. And pending approval, there should be a formal announcement and a closing ceremony on Tuesday morning.
And what is this deal likely to contain?
Well, originally the deal was supposed to implement an agreement in principle in which North Korea would shut down its main nuclear reactor at Yongbyon and in return receive security guarantees and energy aid. And none of the diplomats have said exactly what the wording of the statement says and whether it delivers these, but we know that Christopher Hill is fairly pleased with it. The American government seems to be pleased with it, he says, and so it must take concrete steps to fulfill this pledge that North Korea made to abandon its nuclear programs in 2005.
Now, this round of talks, this particular set of talks, went on for 5 days, and there were some moments when it appeared they were not succeeding. What was the sticking point all about?
Well, in fact, they had the main outlines of the deal fixed last month in Berlin when U.S. and North Korean negotiators met. And so for the past 4 days, they've been arguing over the issue of energy aid. And sources here at the talks say that the North Koreans asked for an amount of electricity and fuel oil, hundreds of millions of dollars worth. And the North Koreans just bargained very hard on it. Today was supposed to be the last day of talks. The diplomats were ready to leave. The Chinese convinced them to stick around and talk until they got an agreement.
What happens next after that that signing ceremony that you talked about for tomorrow?
That's right. If all the governments approve the draft text, there will be a signing ceremony tomorrow. And what the U.S. really wants to do is move ahead very quickly past this initial stage in which North Korea should have to shut down its nuclear reactor. It should have to accept the international inspections that it stopped in 2002. And then there should be further talks among working groups on the different issues in here, the economic issues, the energy issues, and further steps to implement the full, as the U.S. government puts it, complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantlement of North Korea's nuclear programs.
Just to clarify here, Anthony, those other issues are the, if you will, the inducements or the compensation to North Korea, what the other countries will do for North Korea, and what North Korea will do to meet the agreement of the other nations is it will shut down this nuclear program.
That's correct. But because it is a six-party process, there are lots of other elements involved. So it's a complicated process, and it will take a lot of time.
It's NPR's Anthony Kuhn speaking to us from Beijing. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Robert.